Business Pilot.
Well, I've got you actually, Brad. Write this down. I want to start a new cereal line.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Called
no, let me just get it. It's, sorry, what? Proteinos.
Proteinos.
Okay, Proteinos.
It's just formed of protein shaped in the shape of O's.
And is that a dash between the protein and the O's?
Of course it's a dash.
Okay, sorry.
Don't waste my time. And you know what? Let's do this instead of that Veggio thing. Yeah.
I mean, that's my division.
Yeah, fire them all.
Including me.
Yeah.
So fire them.
Turn in the notes first and then turn in your badge and then get out of here.
So you're going to fire me, but you want me to finish this plan you've just told me about?
Yeah.
And then I'm fired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, I could probably just leave now and you
No. Can... You need to serve 2 weeks.
Hello and welcome to Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that dares to have the courage to ask the question of can we add Arnie to any movie?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, he is a wonderful 80s, 90s action movie star.
Yes.
And we are daring to bring him to every film under the sun.
That is our goal in life. My name is Alan Audworth. This is Corey Sutton.
Hello.
And we love Arnie.
Do you remember the first day you encountered an Arnie movie?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I reckon it might have been Last Action Hero.
Still on my list to see.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Yeah, don't rush. It's fun. For a kid's movie, it was fun, but yep. It's not a kid's movie.
My first Arnie experience was Jingle All the Way.
That's a pretty good one.
Because it's a kid's movie.
Put
it's
the cookie
Arnie.
Down.
Yeah, and then I think as I got older, then you progressed to your Predators, your Terminators.
I remember True Lies was on Channel 10. Like maybe every third week it felt like. Like it was on so often. I watched that a lot. But yeah, a lot of his movies were a lot of adult movies where I wasn't allowed to watch them as a kid. You know, Pumping Iron.
Total Recall.
yeah, all those. So yeah, eventually got into Arnie. And I tell you what, glad I did because today's movie, I do believe, could really benefit with the addition of Arnie. Before we get into the movie, 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not fair.
I don't think that is a fair number for this film.
No, the movie is Daddy Daycare, stars Eddie Murphy. We've got the synopsis. Corey, would you like to read this from ChatGPT?
Absolutely, I would love to.
Yep.
Daddy Daycare is a family comedy released in 2003, directed by Steve... Oh, gee, this is just some word salad again. The film follows Charlie Hinton, played by Eddie Murphy, who loses his job and, along with his friend Phil, starts a daycare to make ends meet. It's a great premise. Might I add?
I love the premise.
The chaotic venture into childcare becomes a humorous exploration of parenthood, friendship, and the challenges of balancing work and family life. As Daddy Daycare competes with a rival daycare, led by the competitive Miss Harridan, the film unfolds with comedic moments, family bonding, and a heartwarming conclusion, emphasizing the importance of unconventional paths and the joy of raising kids.
It's a cool concept, and it's a ridiculous movie. And Steve Carr, who directed it, I was just kind of doing a bit of research into him. So he was directing music videos before he really got to his film career, including
that's where a lot of them start.
Well,
don't
Salt
they?
And Pepper. Yep, that's right. Pump It Up, as you wish you would. Then some of the titles under his belt, Next Friday, Dr. Dolittle 2.
Oh, damn it.
But most importantly, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Wow. Okay.
That's definitely on our list to do another time, surely.
This is my segue.
Now, let me segue into the fact that with this movie, it got horrible ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. 27%, like I said. Audience score, but 48%, which I feel is a little closer.
We're getting there.
I think 60%. I didn't hate it. I actually enjoyed the movie.
I watched it last night,
and
I have to say, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think partly because it came out in some pretty formative years of my childhood.
Uh-huh.
What, 2003?
Yep.
Now we're really going back. I was like 10 years old, not even.
Wow.
And so that came out right in that prime where I'm quite impressionable.
Yep.
It's Eddie Murphy. It had a lot of really good soundtrack as well.
Did
just
it?
Fun songs.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd be ballparking it between a 60 and 70%.
Yeah. I think low 60s is fine.
Okay.
Also, when we first said we're doing this movie, for some reason I was confusing it with Cheaper by the Dozen with Steve Martin. I don't know why. I think they're the same kind of poster. Like, there's a lot of kids. White background.
Yep.
And then, like, the
bit
main.
Bit of chaos.
Bit of chaos. And the main actor's, like, kind of, like, beaten by the kids.
Yeah.
I think it's a very similar poster. So I was like, oh, that's right. This is the Eddie Murphy version. I'm not even sure if I'd seen this movie prior to watching it last night.
Really?
Like, honestly, I couldn't remember any of it, but loved it.
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun.
Bit of fun.
90 minutes of fun.
Just good old action, you know?
Just some American action.
American action. Also, shout out, is it Jeff Garlin, who's the best friend?
Yes, he is. Also, he's in the Goldbergs
TV
series,
right, yep.
And works alongside Larry David.
Yes.
In Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He is so funny in this.
He's hilarious.
Normally when a guy is getting kicked in the nuts, I'm like, okay, I've seen this.
Yeah, I'm not into slapstick usually. And I remember distinctly sending you a message as that scene happened where he first got kicked in the nuts. I was like, that was damn funny.
That's a good kick in the nuts.
I don't know why it was so funny, but watching Jeff Garlin get hurt is so funny.
And they certainly knew that was the formula to success because that is exactly what happened in this movie nonstop. And some of the noises he makes when he crumbles are my favorite. Just
like when he's dressed up as the carrot.
Yep. Yes.
And he walks into the chandelier.
Yep.
But his head is like miles below the chandelier. Yep, yep, it's the top of the stem of the carrot that's in the chandelier. But he still every time goes,
I love watching him get beat up. If I saw him in real life, I'd want to punch him a little bit. Not out of meanness, just purely to hear his reaction.
Like most people be like, oh, Jeff, can I get a selfie? Yeah. I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's Jeff Garlin. Hey man, can I give you a nipple cripple?
It's like Chris Farley, that classic, like these big guys that just know how to throw themselves around and just make some funny and wild noises while doing it. I love it. I'm all about it. Big shout out as well to randomly the woman that played Morticia in the Addams Family movies, who I had a slight crush on, I'll be real.
It's the goth in you, isn't it?
What can I say? I like them sad. she's in the movie as well. She's like the main bad guy in it. And she's hilarious. She does such a good job.
Yeah, I was genuinely surprised at some of the characters that popped up.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, her, you had Jeff Garlin.
Yep.
And then even Elle Fanning. It was like one of her first roles.
Yes.
I was like, I wonder if there's any famous kids in this film.
Yeah, you're always curious.
Yeah, I was scrolling through. Bam, there it is, Elle Fanning.
Yeah, that's random, eh?
Got to be kidding. It's crazy. Also, The Flash.
Yes.
Was the kid from the Office episode where Michael Scott orders bad pizza and keeps the kid hostage.
Really?
There you go.
That's a good fact.
Yeah.
I like that. That's interesting. Also, as well worth mentioning, Steve Zahn makes another appearance after we talked about him last episode.
Second podcast in a row that Steve Zahn has featured.
Can we add Steve Zahn?
Yeah, I think by this stage we are no longer a Can We Add Arnie podcast. Ooh. We're more about a Steve Zahn film appreciation podcast.
Yeah, which I mean, and we do appreciate him. He's pretty funny in this movie.
He's hilarious. He really owns. It makes me realize how much of an underrated actor he is.
And he plays this role very kind of low key, but just perfect. Like the lines that he's got, it just works for him. He's a Trekkie. He's like a full nerd. There's a kid speaking Klingon at one point. No one understands what he's saying. Then he just starts speaking to the kid back in Klingon. He's like, he's just speaking Klingon. Like, and then he dares to say, geez, how much Star Trek does this kid watch?
Yeah, the nerve.
It's like, the nerve. Like, you're the nerd here, mate. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're wearing the shirt.
Literally comes in wearing the shirt. Yeah. Don't go in a hurry to see it, but if it comes up and you've got nothing else to watch on Netflix, slap it on.
I think something I've slowly worked out that through this podcast is what we're also doing is we're creating a sort of weird cross-culture of movie appreciation where we're just kind of doing a scatter approach of picking films that we think would be funny that Arnie is involved in.
Absolutely.
And it was actually creating a newfound appreciation for the films that we are watching. So far, I think we're 3 from 3 good movies.
I don't know what's next, but
I'd like to steer away from kids for at least one film because this is the third one in a row that we've got kids in it.
That's true, right?
Jurassic Park had Tim and Lex.
Yep.
Obviously, then you had You've Got Mail with
those two kids as well, his uncle and his
nephew or niece. Or something. I don't know. They're all related.
Yeah, they're all related.
Bastardized, that's for sure.
Sure is. And now these. All right. Well, we'll try and find one without kids. But in the meantime, this is all about kids. One of the big kind of the big idea behind this movie and the big theme that they kind of tackle is the idea of trusting men looking after kids.
And they touch on that.
They do touch on it. Like, there's a point where all the women are like lined up with their kids to just get rid of them because they're just like, oh, I just need to get rid of these kids and put them into childcare.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, it's two men operating. They're like, ew, no. Like,
men?
You can't have that. It's men.
They'll diddle my child.
Yeah, there's one point where one of the.
Are we allowed to say diddle?
Oh, yeah, no, you can't say that. But they're literally like, it's kind of alluding to it. No one says it. But then there's like the dad who's about to drop his kid off, sees it's two men and goes, absolutely not. And he's like, it's just like, what can't men do anything that women do? He's like, no. No, they can't, which is kind of true, but still funny to hear.
It felt very 2023 when that scene happened.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? And then, like, the other mum comes in and vouches for the two dads.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's like, aren't we all ladies, aren't we all for equality here?
Yeah.
Aren't we here to let men know that they can do things that women can do and vice versa? Women can do what men can do and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is a very progressive kind of 2023 conversation that's appeared in 2003.
Yeah, 20 years earlier.
Yeah.
However, it's more fighting for the fact that men should get more rights.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, it's a little bit reversed.
It's a little bit reversed. I don't know if it was like...
I'm just saying...
You know what straight white men need? More.
If a black man and a Jewish white man can't open a daddy daycare centre in 2003, then the world's gone mad, Alan.
Yeah, you're spot on. Now, there are so many roles for them to potentially be replaced by with Arnie, but let's invent some because that's fun. We'll kick it off early where we start to see what Eddie Murphy's original job is, where he's designing a cereal for kids.
What a cool company.
Which is cool until they get stuck into the natural foods division. And so it's their job to create a vegetable turned cereal called Veggios.
Yeah, and it's just carrots and broccoli in the cereal form. And it looks gross.
Yep.
And the kids riot in the focus group.
They're so mad. And I'd be mad too.
Yeah.
I don't get why, I don't want to question their tactics as cereal operators. But I don't get why they would have the acknowledgement of there's actual vegetables in it. I would just try and hide it from them and be like, oh, it's really good, right? And they'd be like, oh, it kind of tastes weird. What's in it? Nothing.
Some green stuff.
Some green stuff.
You like green things, right, kids?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah!
Trick them like that. But instead they're like, it's Veggios. It's in the name.
Yeah.
Kids don't want Veggios.
And
so that starts. I would love to see Arnie in a character that's introduced as one of the main people in charge of everything, you know? Like, we kind of know, we can get the kind of hint that there is a lot of people working behind the scenes, but Arnie being one of them would be perfect.
Yeah, almost like the CEO of this cereal company.
Yes.
I think that's a perfect role for him.
And he comes in and he's like, I don't know, his name's Trevor Murdoch. And he comes in, he's like, hello, you know?
Hi, Trevor.
Yes, call me Mr. Murdoch. How are we?
Sorry, Mr. Murdoch.
How is the natural food division going? You know, I care about this.
Well, it's going good. Uh-huh. We know that we want kids to be healthy.
Yes.
We want them to get their vitamins.
I don't want them fat.
Can't say fat.
No, we don't want them fat or girly. We want them more strong, me.
Okay, what about the girls? That's 50% of our market.
No, don't talk about the girls to me. All right, so let me talk about the cereal. What are we doing? What's the latest?
Well, at the moment, it's called Veggios.
Okay.
It's broccoli.
Uh-huh.
It's carrot.
Sounds good.
And that's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you adding milk to it?
You can add milk.
Can you
add water.
It?
No, probably can't steam it.
Okay. Are the kids responding?
Well, see, this one kid over there, he threw the bowl at the glass window.
That's not good. But you see that he's strong, but...
He's very strong because he's been eating his Veggios.
That's good. Well, it sounds like he hasn't been throwing it everywhere.
Well, we're trying to work on it. It's complicated.
Have we thought about lying to the kids?
What do you mean?
Don't call it Veggios. Call it Yummios. And then you just say it's yummy. And then you lie to them. The kids just have eat it, you know?
We spent a couple of months actually workshopping that name.
Start again! And while I've got you actually, Brad, write this down. I want to start a new cereal line.
Okay. No, let me just get it. Sorry, what? Proteinos.
Proteinos.
Okay, Proteinos.
It's just formed of protein shaped in the shape of O's.
And is that a dash between the protein and the O's?
Of course it's a dash!
Okay, sorry.
Don't waste my time. And then we're going to market this towards girly men, and they're going to eat it, and they're going to be strong like me.
Okay, do you want us to put girly men on the box? Maybe a before and after. We'll have a girly man.
Yeah.
And then we'll have what about you? Do you want a model for the box?
No, I couldn't possibly. I'm too shy.
Okay.
Nah, you taught me into it. All right, I'll do it.
Okay, so we'll have the girly man. We'll have you on the box. We'll have the Proteinos.
Yes, Proteinos.
Okay.
Yes. And you know what? Let's do this instead of that Veggio thing. Fire them. Yeah.
I mean, that's my division.
Yeah, fire them all.
Including me.
Yeah.
So fire them.
Turn in the notes first and then... Turn in your badge and then get out of here.
So you're going to fire me, but you want me to finish this plan you just told me about?
Yeah.
And then I'm fired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, I could probably just leave now.
You need to serve 2 weeks. You work in Australia. It's different.
I think it's a perfect character.
It seems right. It fits with the plot. It works. That's a good one. Another character that I could see potentially Arnie being in as well is we see a lot of the kids, obviously. Mm. We see a lot of the mums of the kids, but we don't see a lot of the dads of the kids because they're obviously saying the dads are busy working. They don't have much time for the kids' lives.
Bit of gender stereotype in there, if I'm just got to be real.
Couldn't agree more, but I'd love to see a few of the dads on camera, and I'd like to see one of those dads be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
In my mind...
Yep.
I'm envisioning it being he's a bodybuilder dad.
Okay, yep.
In this, because it feels like it's filmed in California.
Well, you're literally leaning into Arnie's strengths here.
But that's what we're doing, right? And so we're leaning into him being a bodybuilder, pulls up in a red sports car convertible.
Okay, yep.
But then his kid is also a mini bodybuilder.
Just jacked
as
shit.
A jacked kid. Like, wears the pumped up singlets, got the headband, the wristbands, pumps his own weights, and does some of those destructive stuff within the daycare.
Jeez, Jeff Garland better be careful, because if he punches that guy in the nuts...
Oh, he's going to explode a testicle. And he'll be like,
help me! Okay, I'm cool with
and
that.
And so Arnie pulls up on, like, day one. He goes, hello, it's me. Big strong man.
Yeah, okay, yeah, So we're at daycare. You've got a child.
This is my child, Chad.
Nice. Let me shake your hand there. Oh, bit of a grip on him.
He's good grip.
Yeah,
you got him those hand strengtheners for Christmas.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. Well, let me shake your hand as well. Oh God!
I've been eating my proteinos.
Okay,
it's a cereal that's in a beta concept at the moment.
Don't talk to me about cereal. I'm still very bitter about that.
Okay.
You'll see in a later time where I crush a random box in a supermarket and just walk off like it's nothing. It's no big deal.
I just got a couple of questions about this daycare center.
Yeah, absolutely. Shoot.
I want to ask you first and foremost, are you a girly man?
No.
I don't want little Chad being raised by girly men.
No, I understand that completely. You can clearly see from our outfits we are not girly men.
Uh-huh.
No, there's anything wrong with that.
What's your nap time policy?
When they nap, they nap.
He is a strict nap policy.
Okay, like rest time, obviously, important to this child. I can see. Is he going to put down that bench soon, or is he just going to keep working?
No, he's got another 3 reps.
Okay, all right.
That's it, son. Keep going. No. Up. Oh, my down, God.
Yep.
Up.
Yep.
Down.
Yep.
And one more.
Doesn't even need the encouragement. Okay. Yep. Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, food.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like, he only eats eggs.
Yep.
And steak.
He is toilet trained, right? Because I don't want to clean that. That sounds horrific.
9.
Oh, no.
And the way I got to go.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Jeff, take care of that one. Yep. All right. Well, that's good. And disgusting. Actually, speaking of disgusting, how good is that scene, the I miss scene?
I forgot how iconic that scene was. That's the one I remember when I was a kid growing up. That's the only scene I could remember from Daddy Daycare was the I miss scene where Eddie Murphy opens the door, walks in. And like,
and the little kid's just like, it's like, did you make it to the bathroom in time? It's like, yeah. It's like,
I missed.
What do you mean you missed? I don't understand what that means.
What do you mean?
And then it's just that moment of him looking around the room with the music playing. And
yeah,
just him.
It was the psycho theme or something like that. Yeah.
And then when he looks up.
I would argue, I was sitting there and genuinely part of my thought process in that moment was, this is really good acting. Because think about it. He's probably gone, like, they've told Eddie, you just got to pretend that there's essentially...
A room covered with shit.
Yeah. And so he's had to do that. And to his credit, I was like, you know what? Not a masterclass in acting, but it's pretty good.
I would accept a masterclass. If he was hosting, hi, it's Eddie Murphy, I'm doing masterclass. I'm going to teach you the iconic way that I did this scene where I looked
this
around.
This is how you look for shit.
And he's like, guys, little fun fact, room, no shit.
Yeah.
All acting, baby. That was all me. All me.
Now let's begin our 12-week course.
That's the first part. First, your eyes need to dart to the left, then right. Then you slowly but surely bring your eyes up to the ceiling.
Because that's where the comedy is, baby.
And that's the comedy.
They're not expecting piss on the roof.
No one expects shit on the roof. Famously not. But we've got it for you. Yeah, what a great scene. Let's talk about the characters that are already in the film that we can replace with Arnie.
All right.
We'll start with... a pretty obvious one, Miss Harridan, who's played by Morticia. I'm going to call her Morticia because that's how I know her.
Miss Harridan, I believe, is the character's
name. Miss Harridan. Well, I see. Because basically the whole idea is that she's running this childcare center. It's really, really strict. She's really, really like just stern and European as well. There's a little bit of that in there as well.
Massive European vibe. It's all about power and submission.
It's
and
like Americans don't know how to treat their children. So I'm going to teach
I'll teach your children how to be children.
Yes. Your children, they're too childlike. You need to be more like adults.
They need to have a rod up their buttocks.
Yeah, they need to know at least 5 languages. It's like, oh, wow, okay. Well, Arnie could be perfect for that. And also him against Eddie Murphy, that is a fight I want to see.
Oh, I think in that scenario, he is the perfect foil for Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
He has the accent, doesn't need to put one on.
Not at all.
And then just that electricity between the two of them going at it.
I want the same intensity that he brought into Kindergarten Cop at the start where he's just losing his mind over the kids. You know where the camera pans around him? He's like, nah! I want that the whole time he's in charge. He's like, ah, no! And the children just losing their mind, too scared to sneeze. Who sneezed?
like Mrs. Trunchbolt character almost.
Yes! Yeah, from Matilda. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes, I want that. And then when Eddie Murphy comes in, the child, like, he does the little rocket thing with the child. He's just like, what are you doing?
In Germany, we've got much bigger rockets. rockets and that.
Yeah, the child is a fool. Doesn't believe you.
He's not going to be an astronaut.
Nah. So that is a great option. Also, like, obviously, they're feuding. They're the constant moments where she tries to tear the whole thing apart with the fundraiser, and she's putting cockroaches in food and ripping apart bouncy castles, which, by the way, is crazy dangerous.
Oh, totally. I felt like I was watching that going, okay, number one, this is a weird way to summarize her arc as a character.
Yeah.
It just felt quite out of place and just malicious.
And also, like, that fact that she's physically doing it as well, it's like, just wouldn't you just get people to do it?
You got henchmen.
You got henchmen. What,
like,
are you
doing? That's the point of being in charge.
Yeah.
And you got underlings.
Yeah. And she's like pulling apart, like, yeah, the bouncy castle nearly kills kids. The goats all escape. It's Jeff and the nuts again.
Yeah. Ah, my nuts.
We're very okay with that. The weird cockroaches that are on the food, that actually
disgusting, right?
Are the cleanest looking cockroaches I've ever seen.
You reckon?
I'd eat around it.
Oh, God.
I'd eat around it. They were so big and clean. They were beautiful.
I was wondering about that scene as well. Like, how do they even, like, they were real cockroaches.
Yeah.
Who do you contact in Hollywood to get cockroaches?
Everyone's got a guy.
Probably the Fear Factor guy, really, now that I think about it.
And then at the end of the movie, she's like a traffic warden implying that her business closed up because Eddie Murphy's business took all the kids.
Pretty severe kind of fall from grace.
And it's only, like, what, 6 months later?
Not even. Well, did it have a 6 months later credit?
Yeah, it said like 6 months later.
In 6 months, her very prestigious daycare has shut down.
Yep.
The property assets have been sold.
Everything's
and it's
gone.
A pretty niche kind of like business and building at that. It would have been worth millions.
And she was paying, like, by the month, it was such a huge rate as well.
Yeah, by the month, like a ridiculous amount, which people assume is by the year.
Yep.
What was she? I reckon she's got terrible finance management.
I think so too. And then in that time as well, not only has she lost her job, but she's got another job as a traffic warden, and she seems pretty well trained at it.
Can you imagine?
Despite wearing stilettos while doing it.
Well, how does she even get to the point where she becomes a traffic warden? Like, where is the bridge of that gap? Is she just taking
her
job?
Her brother offered her a job.
Her brother.
That's the scene you don't see, and that's Arnie. He's the brother, and he's just like, I'm sorry this happened to you. Like, it's so bad with the kids. I know how they get. It's
just a bunch of dads.
Yep.
Took my house.
Yeah.
Took my whole job.
Oh, no, I get it. Well, you should do a job that I do. It gets you outside.
Oh, what do you do?
You have a sign. You get to be in control. I know how much you love that.
Okay.
Yep, it's you being a traffic warden. You're mainly going to do when kids go to school. That's your main job. But it's pretty good.
Okay, do I have to wear a carnation?
Yes. When a kid gives you a carnation, you have to wear the carnation. That's the rule.
That's going to attract bees.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but that's the risk.
And bees aren't great.
No, they're not, as we've seen in the earlier scene.
Can I at least wear high heels?
I don't care about the shoes. My job is only from knees up. Long as you're wearing high vis and a cool hat and a sign, that's fine. What you wear on your feet is your problem.
I just think that
I'd recommend a loafer or something more comfortable. You'll be standing a lot of the time.
But I think I still want to wear high heels.
You can wear what you want, but I do recommend something more comfortable. Maybe like a steel cap. The kids do get a lot stampy. Well, good luck. I'm sorry what happened to you 5 months ago. And also, to answer your other question, you cannot borrow $14 million from me. You're right. It's the financial management. How does it fall apart so quick?
I just can't get past that. I'm trying to think about it. And she's obviously made some kind of, probably a gambling addiction now,
addiction. Mm. Yeah, gambling's probably it, right? Maybe she had like a kid fight club.
Well, it's funny you bring up the kid fight club.
Yeah.
Because I would like to actually circle back to when they're on the hunt for a daycare center.
Oh, how random are those scenes? So it's Eddie Murphy, he's with his wife, and they're like, got the little kid, and they're trying to find the perfect place. And they're just showing how horrific all the other childcare places are in their area.
Yeah, so they go to a backwater kind of trailer park where some mum's like, oh, well, there's the gators out the back. You can come on in and go.
Absolutely. Turns the sign around. The sign originally says, like,
beware of dog.
Beware of dog. And then it's like the actual daycare thing.
Touch of Eden Daycare was what it was called.
Great name. Great name. And she's like smoking a dart all over there.
And like you would go, oh yeah, so that's the worst one they're going to visit. Then they go to another one, which is like an Amish kind of barn.
Yeah, it looks like a big barn. And then it's kind of revealed, like they don't show it obviously or anything, but it's like it's a little bit dungeony.
Totally. They open up like this outdoor basement that goes down, and then they all look like the camera's in the basement.
Yeah, and they're looking in it.
Looking in it. And then the imagination runs wild.
Is it a kid fight club?
Is it a kid fight club?
See, that'd be pretty cool.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
If anything, if I had kids, I'd probably send them to a kid fight club.
Arnie's kid would go there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm here to dominate.
You're here to be strong.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make results.
Iron sharpens iron.
And then it randomly wraps up when they go to another house, which looks fine, and they're about to get out of the car, and then these cop cars rock up. It's a full raid.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful suburb. In. Are we ballparking like a meth lab?
I'm thinking meth lab.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, I hope it's something horrific with the kids, because it's just hectic.
It is. Because I was trying to work out when I'm watching this film, I was like, who is this film for?
That's a good question.
Because
kids' minds aren't as dark as ours.
No, and so I'm watching that going, oh, these are kind of like very adult kind of jokes.
Yeah.
But then obviously there's a lot of slapstick in it for the kids as well. So begs the question, man.
Yeah.
Who's it for?
Who is it for? Well, maybe that's why the percentage is on Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe it's a little correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. As long as Jeff gets punched in the nuts, I'm okay with it. So that's one character, but it could be, Miss...
Miss Harridan.
Harridan. The other role, Jeff Garlin. I mean, we've been complimenting him the whole thing.
He was a standout in that film.
He is a standout.
Demanded the screen the whole time.
But you know who else makes wacky noises when they're in pain?
Arnie. Like, if he's doing that every time he's copping one in the gonads.
Absolutely.
Then I'm so there for that.
Me too.
Like, has Arnie ever branched out into slapstick before?
Yeah. Junior, Twins, Kindergarten Cop, Jingle All the Way.
So clearly he's got the repertoire.
Yep.
And he's got it in his arsenal.
Absolutely.
That he could pull off something like a couple of nut shots.
Absolutely.
Like, can you imagine Arnie in that kind of scene where they've just lost their jobs, him and Eddie Murphy, Jeff Garlin, they're kind of sitting there. And he's like, hey, put the mouse down. And he goes and gets his kid because he's found a dead mouse. And then he's like running around with a dead mouse, kind of holding it
through
loose.
Through the swings,
which I was like, just go around, bro.
Just go around. What are you doing?
It wasn't hard.
What are you doing? And then he gets kicked in the butt. And I'm like, that's good shit.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, that's why they went through the swings.
That explains exactly why. But yeah, I love the idea of Arnie in that role. Like, put the mouse down.
What are you doing? That's a mouse. It's dead.
Nah.
There's no protein on this.
Don't eat it. I think that'd be perfect. I guess, yeah. I do love Jeff in the role, but...
I'd feel very conflicted about removing Jeff.
Same.
To put Arnie in. As much as I love Arnie, I think Jeff needs to stay in that role.
I agree. And I think it's just obvious now that we're not going to replace Steve Zahn. No way.
If anything, this podcast moonlights as a Steve Zahn appreciation podcast. And we're not about to remove Steve Zahn from a film.
Absolutely not. We've always said that, by the way. look at the notes. Eddie Murphy.
I think that's the role.
So what that role essentially is a father that's neglecting his child at the start.
Yep.
Which later on he does fall more in love with his child as he gets to learn more about him.
Mm.
He obviously is a CEO. Well, not CEO. He's a very important person. He has a Mercedes.
Yep.
He has money. Also the house.
Gorgeous house.
Beautiful house. They got a booth in the kitchen. Like, I was like, I want a booth in the kitchen.
They must be on some coin. I want cereal money.
Yeah,
I want cereal money.
Yeah.
Like,
considering they don't even produce a good cereal and he's on that sort of money.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's stunning. I'm assuming LA has to be.
It looks like, somewhere in California. So then, Arnie in that role, I could see that. He's definitely good at, showing that he's got range when it comes to growing as an actor throughout the movie. He could love his child more. It's kind of like the Jingle All the Way plot, essentially.
It really is. The more I think about it, the more I go, actually, that kind of plot of a father who's kind of losing touch with his son, but then regains it after quitting his job is a Hollywood kind of trope that has been tried and every time because it works so well.
It does work.
And I think Arnie
I've got the first part of that in my life.
Oh, so you're just waiting for the redemption arc?
Yeah, just for my dad to come back. As soon as he does, then I've got a chance.
Okay, well.
But until we get there.
I got news for you.
Okay. You don't want to roleplay this one?
No, I'm not going to be your dad, man.
I thought about it.
If
you said, I love you, son, I will cry. But it's true. They love leaning into it. Arnie would be perfect for it. There's nothing that Eddie Murphy does in this besides that iconic I miss scene that really only he could do. But then again, Arnie's got some wild eyes.
He does. He's got those crazy Austrian eyes that only Austrians have.
That's true. I would like to see Eddie Murphy maybe spend a couple of weeks teaching him how to use that scene, as we know he has a masterclass on it. Where he's just like, all right, you want to look up right at the end? Okay, good.
Side note.
Yep.
Does Eddie have a gap in his front teeth?
A little bit.
Because Arnie also has a gap in his front teeth.
Okay, so you think if there's anyone...
It's just a weird connection that I've thought of. There's probably no reason.
Eddie Murphy, replaced by Arnie. No one's going to be angry about that. Maybe just Eddie Murphy. But then again, it is 27% of Rotten Tomatoes, so maybe he won't be too angry about it.
I think he might even be a bigger draw for the film.
I agree.
If we're comparing Eddie Murphy to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I love Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. I think he has some really underrated roles. Have you seen Bowfinger?
Absolutely. Great movie.
I think it's a phenomenal film.
Yep. So good.
And I think Eddie was kind of on the tail end of his prime, probably about 2003.
Yeah, this is him going like, all right, I need some money.
Yeah, totally.
I need some money. It's like, I'll do the movie if I can keep the Mercedes. They're like, all right.
So I think that
also
maybe...
Also, he got his kids into the movie in random spots as well.
Were they his kids?
No, only in random scenes. There's one at the birthday party and there's one somewhere else as well, I think. I might be wrong.
Well, this is just another example of Hollywood nepotism. And I'm frankly sick of it.
And luckily, Arnie can put an end to that.
He can. Although, actually, his son has actually broken into Hollywood as well now.
Oh, damn it, Arnie. What have you done? You become the thing. I become the thing that I hated.
No! Nepotism.
No.
No, my enemy.
Can we add Arnie to Daddy Daycare?
Absolutely.
Wasn't even hard.
No, it was actually very easy.
This is an easy one.
Give actually. Us a challenge is what yeah. I'm saying.
And you can do that by jumping on our socials at Can We Add Arnie. Also, jump on the podcast and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts.
Google Podcasts, Spotify, yep. Apple Podcasts, Podcasts.
And Podcasts.
And Podcasts as well, in pog form.
They're back in pog. Good to hear. And leave us a review. Make it fun, but 5 stars. We appreciate that part of it. Then just give us a random Arnie quote.
The more obscure, the better. We would love to be able to read them out on the next few episodes.
That would be great. And thank you so much for listening. And I guess this is where we say goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Don't know what that means.
That's German for goodbye.
Okay. I'll agree to disagree.